the importance of the subject. Spurgeon attached a very high importance to a right understanding of the scriptural doctrine of the covenants. I am persuaded that most of the mistakes which men make concerning the doctrines of Scripture are based upon fundamental errors with regard to the covenants of law and grace. Again, he who knows the difference and always recollects the essential difference between law and grace has grasped the marrow of divinity. He is not far from understanding the gospel theme in all its ramifications, its outlets, and its branches, who can properly tell the difference between law and grace. They are as opposite as light and darkness, and can no more agree than fire and water. Yet man will be perpetually striving to make a compound of them, often ignorantly and sometimes willfully. They seek to blend the two when God has positively put them asunder. Alas, preachers in particular too often fail in this regard. Oh, when will all professors, and especially all professed ministers of Christ, learn the difference between the law and the gospel? Most of them make a mingle-mangle and serve out deadly potions to the people, often containing but 1 ounce of gospel to a pound of law, whereas but even a grain of law is enough to spoil the whole thing. It must be gospel, and gospel only. I would stress these observations, underlining that what is needed is a biblical, as opposed to a confessional, understanding of the covenants. And that takes us neatly into the next chapter.